tiered pricing structure is probably the biggest shock to many of our customers. Whereas in the past, we had programs like Energy Select that allowed you to voluntarily kind of control when you bought power based on pricing. But there was a critical energy component to that. And the mindset behind Energy Select was to encourage conservation.
Remember, Energy Select was the program that went away when FPL took over Gulf Power. That was the program that allowed you to set your thermostat with all of the Facebook-esque complexity algorithms to figure out what time of day to use your power, and because you were charged different rates based on different times. And it's a very complicated thing, but it was something that a lot of people used and saved themselves money by using power at off-peak times in a way to balance out the power demands and make the grid more evenly distributed during the, you know, the harder hit hours. And it was, you know, a program that just went away. And it got replaced by the two alternatives you have, which is to be on budget billing, where you pay an average of your last 12 months bill every month. And that's one where those, you know, the bills are not going to go up or down dramatically because they're on an average. So people who are on budget billing are seeing, maybe they're seeing their bill go up, but they're seeing it go up gradually over time. But the other one is the tiered pricing. And as Sandy Sims talking last night at the town hall in Beulah with Commissioner Jeff Burgage, the tiered pricing is the one that caught the most people off guard, that 1,000 kilowatt hour threshold in a billing period. And you remember, a billing period is not necessarily a month or 30 days. They kind of vary up and down, which is in and of itself a little bit maddening. If 1,000 kilowatt hours is supposed to be so crucial, you know, why is the billing period variable? That's weird. But she went on to explain.
The tiered pricing structure also has that same concept. If you know that it's going to cost you more to go over 1,000 kilowatt hours, then our hope is that as customers, you do everything you can to manage your usage to keep you below that threshold.
So when I heard her say that, that kind of made, I mean, I understood what she was getting at, but what I immediately heard is this is designed, oh man, I want to be very careful with my words here, to discourage you from using more power. It's designed to encourage you to conserve more. And I thought, well, that is a fascinating disclosure. You know, she's worked for Gulf Power for forever, and now working with FPL. She even acknowledges it's kind of weird to say FPL, right? Which I understand. And for the first time since all of this began, this is the first time I have ever heard any representative of FPL Gulf Power acknowledge that the 1,000 kilowatt hour threshold is intended to be a kind of punishment, a kind of discouragement, a kind of, hey, you know, maybe use a little bit less power and then your bill will go down if you can get it below 1,000 kilowatt hours. And when I first heard her say that, I thought, well, that is my lead all day tomorrow. That's, you know, we're going to talk about this all day, because that means that the power company is, you know, got you with these horrendous bills as a way of saying, hey, do better next month and you'll save money. But then she went on. And I appreciate when people will say things that finally kind of make some sense. So I really appreciate that Sandy Sims was willing to say some of this stuff last night. And I don't think she thought she was saying any, you know, blockbuster revelations, but I think for me it was.
Because there is a penalty. In conversation with many people, I equate it to a sin tax in Alabama. But there is a penalty of about 2 cents a kilowatt hour for every kilowatt hour that's used over 1,000. So
that's a good explanation.
You know, that's about a 20% increase over the regular kilowatt hour price for anything 1,000 and below.
So the 1,000 and up, super arbitrary line that's kind of the basis of what's killing people on these power bills is a sin tax. Now, analogize it to, you know, what they do in Alabama. But, you know, sin tax is there to punish you for bad behavior, to get you to do right, to get you to, in this case, to conserve. And this was all part rate structure, all part of the acquisition plan that was put together for the Public Service Commission.
As part of the acquisition and as part of the rate case that the Public Service Commission reviewed last year, we adopted the FPL rate plan. And they have had that rate plan in place for at least 10 years.
So they've been doing this all over the state. This was part of the plan. And here's the thing. If you think this is FPL evil, which I know a lot of people do, if you think that this is, and there's various letters and words that people use for the FPL acronym, but if you think this is all the FPL fault, it's not exactly.
Because the Public Service Commission mandates that we encourage our customers to use less power. That's kind of counterintuitive to most people in business. You want people to use more of your product, but the Public Service Commission, that was born out of the 70s energy crisis, they require us, we have to file a report every year on how we've encouraged customers to use less and the impacts that we've seen on our system.
So kind of putting all of this together, if you're angry that your bill is high, what you're being angry about is your own inefficiency, and it's designed to be painful so that you change your behavior, so that you use less energy, because the Public Service Commission, based on the energy scarcity model of the 70s and all of the fear about the energy shortage, is trying to punish you into better behavior with respect to efficiency. FPL is a part of this. Gulf Power had not been doing as much to discourage overuse. FPL is doing more, they say, because of the requirements that the Public Service Commission puts on them. So I have said many times that the basic problem in the rollout of the new rate structure is that they did not warn people enough in advance. Hey, we did a study. We think your rates are going to go way up next month. Here's what you can do to cut your usage and get down below 1,000 kilowatt hours. There was no public awareness campaign that said, you know, the public awareness campaign was, you know, for people 1,000 kilowatt hours or less, your rates are going, your costs are going to go up a little bit, and then they're going to go down over 5 years. There was never a release that said, hey, if you're using 1,200, it's going to suck for you, which is what they should have done, right? But this now indicates that they certainly had to know that this was going to happen, and that this is part of the design of the rate structure that has been in place in the rest of Florida for 10 years. Okay, we're not special. It's just that we hadn't been used to it. So we're getting a more comprehensive picture here of what's going on. And, I mean, again, 1,000 seems very arbitrary to me. Different homes with different fuel efficiencies or different, you know, energy efficiencies with, you know, different windows and different insulation and different age of the homes. And, you know, older homes tend to be where more poor people live. And also, you know, like, for example, we are at home all day because, you know, my wife stays home and we have, you know, two kids that are at home most of the time because they're, you know, dual enrolled, homeschooled. You know, I mean, we already use very low and we're right around 1,000. But we're home all the time because we, you know, have to be. And if it's a cold winter or a hot summer, the notion of, hey, put it down to, you know, 55 or 60 when you're not home. Well, that's never for us, you know. And listen, my bill stayed the same. But I think a lot of people will be very surprised to find out that what they are paying in higher bills now is all part of the grand plan to get you to stop using so much electricity that is the goal of the Public Service Commission. The syntax analogy. That is a, to me, when I heard this last night, stunning disclosure. So who do you blame and what do you do? Well, the Public Service Commission is not elected. They're appointed. And if this way of charging you rates is in compliance with their goals of getting people to use less energy, where do you take your frustration out? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.